Tonight, by special invitation of the American Red Cross to help launch its 1949 campaign, the United States Steel Corporation presents the Theater Guild on the air production of Payment Deferred, direct from Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., before an audience of nearly 4,000. And now, here is Roger Pryor speaking for the Theater Guild, one of America's foremost theatrical producers.
Thank you, Norman Polk and Shiren. Good evening, everyone. For our broadcast tonight from Washington, D.C., we're pleased to present Charles Laughton in his most famous stage role, that of Will Marvel in Payment Deferred. Mr. Laughton is currently starring in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production of The Bribe. Co-starring as Annie Marvel is Jessica Tandy, star of the current Broadway stage success, A Streetcar Named Desire. Maria Manton is featured as Madame Collins. We raise the curtain on Gerald Holland's radio adaptation of Payment Deferred. There's a house for rent at number 53 Malcolm Road, Dulwich, England. It's a shabby house on a shabby street. Once it was the home of William Marvel, bank clerk. At present, the shutters are closed and the paint on its weather-beaten exterior is chipping off. Standing on the porch, a real estate agent, accompanied by a prospective tenant, is unlocking the front door.
Step right in, sir.
Quite dark in here, isn't it, Mr. Hammond? Spooky.
I suppose it is. Off a moment till I open the shutters.
Ah, that's better. I've never been in a house where there's been a murder committed. I've half a mind to take it. It has a kind of attraction for me.
If you're quick, it's yours for the asking.
You knew him, didn't you, Mr. Hammond?
Will Marble?
Knew him for years.
Rented in this house myself. My own place is right next door.
One can imagine the idea creeping into his brain, his mind gradually becoming fascinated. That little bottle of poison just outside there in the hall cupboard.
If you ask me what was at the bottom of it, I'd say it was his wife. Probably nagging at him till he didn't rightly know what he was doing. I'll take my oath she drove into it.
Really?
Yes. I should say it all started 2 years ago or more. They were on their uppers. The poor devil was at his wit's end. There wasn't a shop around here to give him any more credit, and he borrowed to the limit from everybody down at the bank where he worked.
State of affairs, anyway, when a man can't have an egg for his breakfast.
Well, dear, since you've been allowing me only 40 shillings for the house.
Well, if you'd blame me, perhaps if you were a better manager.
If I were a better manager, I don't think that's fair, Will. I really don't.
Next, you'll be throwing it up to me again about my losing our savings and that investment.
I never did, Will.
Well, look at us. Stony broke. Owing money all over the place.
Don't get so worked up, Will.
I know. I'm a failure. Go on, say it.
Be quiet, Will. Here comes Winnie.
Good morning, Mother. Father.
Morning, Winnie.
Come sit down to breakfast, dear.
I'm not hungry. Just some toast.
You might braid your hair before you come to the table.
Well, I've time enough for that before school.
Yes.
Mrs. Hammond was saying only last night, Will, over the wall. She doesn't know what to do about the cost of living herself.
I don't care about Mrs. Ammon's opinions. The point is what we can afford, and it's pretty clear from the bills we can't make both ends meet.
Well, you know some of the bills are yours, dear.
Meaning what, my girl?
The chemist bill. All those photography things you bought. Films and hypo and sign the eyes of something.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's this photograph stuff with the red label. It's poison.
Cyanide. Yes, I'd forgotten. Looks as if it might come in useful.
Well... what do you mean?
What I say, it looks as if we may need a drop before we're through. Well, it's soon over as far as this.
Can you say such things, dear, before Winnie?
Well, it may come to it yet. It's getting too much for me, Annie. I can't get away from it all for a single second. I lay awake at night.
Oh, yes, dear, I know.
Well, now I've got to go down to the bank and count someone else's money all day. It's ironic, that's what it is.
Never mind, dear. Something will turn up.
Well, I'm not one to believe in miracles. Goodbye.
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 All he ever talks about anymore is money, money, money. I'm set to the teeth with it.
Winnie, you should be ashamed. You've no idea how hard your father works. How kind he really is. He's not himself these days. You don't know how proud he is.
Jansen, old boy, I don't like to ask, but I was wondering if you might let me have a fiver for a day or so.
But this is only the third of the month.
Yes, I know, but something unexpected came up. I'd pay you back in a day or so.
Oh, I couldn't do it, I'm sorry.
Look here, old chap, if you could just let me have a...
You know, the shilling, is that plain?
Thank you.
There'll be no more groceries on credit, Mr. Marble. That's my last word on the subject.
Well, I must say that's a pretty high-handed attitude.
And what's more, if you don't settle up at once...
You'll get nowhere threatening me, Mr. Evans.
You had plenty of warning.
Well, my man, I'll see that you don't get a penny.
There are laws to see that I do, Mr. Marble.
You wouldn't take it to court.
Wouldn't I? As a matter of fact, I've already started action, Mr. Marble.
Huh. Him and his bowler hat and city clothes. And not a shilling in his pocket.
The 4 and 8's 12 and 3's 15. For heaven's sake, Winnie, stop kicking the table and go to bed.
Sorry, Father.
Lord knows I've got enough of these infernal bills without that noise.
Oh, poor
girl. Want so to move from this horrible neighborhood.
Winnie, be still.
Can't raise a penny anywhere.
Oh, don't come
Evans out. About to take it to court. Sued by a greengrocer. Well, if the bank gets wind of it, my job wouldn't be worth that.
After 20 years' service?
It'd mean the end of us, Annie.
Oh, no.
Oh, good Lord, what's that?
Well, that's probably just Charlie Armand, dear.
No, it isn't. You know how he rings. Evans hasn't wasted much time.
Shall I answer it, Mother?
Yes, dear. See who it is. Now, Will, don't look like that.
Mr. Marble at home?
Oh, will you come in, please? He's in the living room.
Thank you, miss.
That's not Charlie. That's Evans' man. I know it.
Wait now.
Well, I can hear, sir. Father, it's somebody for you.
For me?
Oh, good evening. Sorry if I scared you. You look as if you'd seen a ghost. Mr. Marble, isn't it?
Yes.
Good, found your first shot. I don't expect you know me.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's some time since you saw me last. I was about 4, I think. My name's Medlin.
Medlin?
Yes, Jim Medlin. My mother was your eldest sister, wasn't she?
Oh, no, not Wynn's boy. Good Lord, you must excuse me. You gave me a bit of a turn coming in sudden like that. Well, here, let me introduce you. This is Annie, your aunt, I mean.
How do you do?
Nicely, thank you. Well, this is a surprise.
Yes, I'm sorry to burst in on you like this without letting you know, but I've only just landed from Australia.
Oh, I'm sure we're very pleased.
Wynn, if you hear that, here's a new cousin for you. This is our girl.
How do you do?
We named her after your mother, you know.
Oh, yes?
Well, you must sit down for a bit and tell us all the news.
Yes, rather. I'll just go out and get rid of my taxi.
Taxi?
Yes, he's waiting. I wasn't sure I'd got the right place.
Oh, I see.
Can't be a moment.
Taxi, eh?
Oh, well. He might be able to help us.
I know. Did you see that coat? That's worth a tidy sum. Besides, you can't get over here from Australia unless you've got a wad of dough.
Oh, Will, do you think he'd lend us some money?
Perhaps, but I've got to handle it very carefully. Now, you listen to me, Annie. You two clear out after a bit, will you? And just leave this to me.
Oh, all right. Well, what about whiskey, dear? You'll have to offer.
I'm not wasting whiskey on a mere boy. Look out, here he comes.
I say, does it always rain like this in England?
No, not quite always. Well, here, Jim, sit by the fire and get warm.
Thank you.
Well, and how's your mother after all this time?
Mother died 6 months ago.
I say, I'd no idea. That's terrible, that is.
Oh, that's too bad.
She never really got better after the shock of Father's death.
Tom dead, too? You don't say so. Well, upon my soul, that is rough and no mistake. Any of your father's family here?
No. You're the only relatives I have in the world, so far as I know. I thought I'd look you up right away.
Yes, and quite right, too.
I thought you'd know the best hotel to stay at.
Well, that depends, of course.
Someone on the boat said the Carlton wasn't bad.
The Carlton, eh? Well,
You might do worse, a good deal worse. Of course, it isn't exactly what I should call cheap. But I suppose that doesn't matter much in your case.
I'll give it a run for a day or so while I have a look round.
Have you seen many kangaroos?
Yes, rather. I've hunted them quite a bit.
Kangaroos, what will she be thinking of next? Did you ever know such a kid?
Winnie, school tomorrow. Better gone up to bed.
Not bedtime, surely. Well, Winnie, haven't you got a kiss for your old father, then?
Of course, Father. Good night.
Good night, Winnie.
Good night.
By the way, Annie, what about a bit of supper for our young nephew here?
Oh, I'm afraid we haven't anything very...
Oh, please, don't worry about me. I had something before I came down. I'd like to smoke, though, if I may.
Oh, well, of course.
Oh, here, have one of mine.
You try one of mine.
I don't mind if I... I say, that's a nice case you've got. It's a sort of a combination, isn't it? Cigarette case and wallet. I call that very neat.
Yes. Birthday present. It's rather well made.
Well lined, too.
Those are Australian cigarettes. Oh, the money, you mean?
Well, it is rather a lot, isn't it, for a young man to be carrying about with him?
Oh, I don't know.
Not for you, eh? Oh, don't you bother to sit up, Annie, if your head's bad. I expect Jim will excuse you if you feel you'd rather go on up.
Oh, I say, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't realize you were feeling rotten. I'll go.
Oh, no, please. You stay and talk to Will for a bit. He so seldom gets anyone fresh to talk to. I'll just say goodnight now, if you don't mind.
Of course not.
You'll come and see us often, won't you?
I'd like to, thanks.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Well, Jim, what are your plans? Are you going to stay over here? I mean, for good, I mean.
Yes. Provided I can get a job which suits me.
Well, I was thinking you might want to invest your capital, you see.
My money's nearly all tied up.
Did your mother ever tell you anything about my job, I wonder?
Yes, I think so. To do with a bank, isn't
it? Yes, that's right. Counter-National Foreign Exchange Department. Been in it all my life. It's buying and selling money, you know. It's a bit of luck for you that you turned up just the moment when I might be able to do you rather a good turn.
Me? How do you mean?
Well, through my job, I get bits of information that don't reach everybody. I got a tip that the franc is going to be stabilized. Rise like the very devil.
I'm afraid it's all rather like Greek to me.
Oh, it's simple enough. Francs are going up. Anybody who buys them now will make a small fortune.
Well, what's it got to do with me?
Well, you've got the capital and I've got the knowledge. It seems to me that we ought to be a pretty strong combination.
Oh, I've really very little money I can touch. And what's more, I don't think I'd be interested.
You don't object to making money, do you?
No, perhaps not. But, well, the truth is, I don't much like the sound of it.
Perhaps I haven't made it clear enough.
No, it isn't that. Just that I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Now, look here, don't you be a young fool. I know a devil of a lot more about this game than you do, and I tell you it's a chance of a lifetime. You take my advice and think it over before
it
you...
It wouldn't be any use, I'm quite certain now.
I say, you're not resenting what I said just now, are you?
Oh, let's forget it. I must be...
No, you can't go like that. I mean, I shall feel that you... fed up about what I've been saying.
Oh, please, don't let's talk about it anymore.
Well, I must explain. You see, I've had a bit of trouble lately over, well, I don't see why you shouldn't know, over money. See, I've got Annie and the kid to think of, and if I don't find £100 pretty quick, it means a pour out for the three of us. You're old enough to understand what that means to anyone who's always kept himself respectable.
I'm sorry.
I think the shame of it would kill me. I wonder if I might ask you a great favor. I mean, there's no one else I can go to. Would you lend me £100 just till the end of the month? I swear I'll pay you back every penny.
I really don't have it to spare.
Yeah, I just don't know which way to turn. If it's straight, I don't.
I'm afraid I must say goodnight.
Wait a minute. You can't go like this. I never should forgive myself.
No, it's all right.
I should feel as you never want to come here again.
Well, to be candid, I'm not very keen. You see, I came down here looking forward tremendously to seeing my own people, the only ones I've got. And from practically the first, you've done nothing but try and get money out of me, one way or the other. I'm sorry to talk to you like this, but...
You're quite justified.
Oh, I say, I'm awfully sorry.
No, you were quite right. And it isn't much use me apologizing. I've behaved very badly.
Forget it, please. I really must go.
I do ask one thing, though, before you leave. Will you have a drink with me? I mean, just to show
There's no ill feeling, eh?
There's no ill feeling.
Oh, come on, then. You need a nip before you go out in that weather.
Well,
all right. That's the way. You sit down after a minute while I get the whiskey.
It'll have to be a rather quick one.
The bottle's just out here in the hall cupboard. I won't be a moment. Take a look at that photograph on the table. Do you know anybody there?
Is this your wedding picture?
Yes, that's right. I was proud as a peacock in those days. Nothing fazed me then. The world was my oyster, no mistake. Well, life's a run business, any way you look at it. Never mind. Well, here's your drink.
Oh, thank you.
Well, drink up.
Cheerio.
Hello there in the garden. What's going on?
It's me, Constable. Marble.
Oh, well. Doing a bit of gardening on a night like this?
Yeah. I lost something with my wallet. I dropped it as I came in.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll give you some light.
No, oh, no.
I'll throw my torch in there.
Oh, never mind. I found it. I find it just as you came along. I was just going into the house.
Found it, eh? Well, that's luck. Good night, Mr. Marble. I'd better get out of those wet clothes.
Yes.
Last night.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Well, your clothes are full of mud, now. Are they dry yet? Did you fall?
Yes. I took young Medlin to get a taxi. I came in the back way and I fell in the garden. It was pouring with rain.
Oh, it was awfully nice of the boy to lend you money. We must try and pay him back as soon as possible, Will.
Of course. In time.
Who's
that?
I don't know. Who that could be this early in the morning. Well, what's the matter? You having a chill?
I just feel a bit queer, dear, that's all.
I'll see you again.
Oh, Mrs. Marble.
Hello, Miss Hammond. Come in.
Well. Hello, Will. How goes it?
Oh, it's you, Hammond.
Well, who did you think it was? Lloyd George? Well, I see you started digging your garden.
What?
You're doing a bit of work out here, haven't you? Those weeds...
I haven't touched them. It must be that dog of Kingston's. It's always straying about.
Better hire him, then. Clean the garden for you cheap, eh?
Yes, that's right.
How's your real estate business, Mr. Hammond?
Oh, fair, Mrs. M. No cause for complaint. By the way, I recently secured a new tenant for that vacant shop on the corner.
Oh, the new dress shop?
That's right. Madame Collins is the proprietor. A foreigner.
French, isn't she?
Yes, married this Collins chap. Yeah, he's in the nursing home. Bit of a looker, she is. Better keep an eye on Will here. Well, what I dropped in to see you about. We've got a property on our books that'd suit you two down to the ground. Out in the country a bit. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Mrs. M?
Oh, yes, I would.
We're not moving.
Lower rates? Not much further from the city?
I don't care if it's Buckingham Palace rent-free. I don't want it. That's plain enough, isn't it?
Oh, no need to jump down a fellow's throat.
All right, I'm sorry, Annie. Don't keep on about moving. We shall never leave here.
Oh, I was only trying to be helpful. Well, I'll be going along. Goodbye, Mrs. Marble.
Goodbye, Mr. Hammond.
Goodbye, Will.
Goodbye, Charlie. I'm sorry.
Well, no harm done.
Will, you were pretty hard on poor Miss Hammond.
Get me a glass, honey. I want a whiskey. That's you, Annie.
Yes, dear.
Where have you been? It's after six.
Well, Winnie and I just walked to the cleaners and called in for your suit.
Well, hurry up and get your things off. I've got something to tell you.
Oh, what's this book, Father?
Put that book down.
Medical children.
Put that book down, you hear?
It's such a queer sound.
But it doesn't concern you.
Oh, well, all right, Father.
What did you want to tell us, Will?
Oh, it's nothing really to get excited about, I suppose. It's only that... I've pulled off a little deal this past week. It's merely a matter of finance, which, of course, wouldn't interest
you. But, Will, what is it? Have you made some money?
Yes, a little. The right side of 30,000 pounds, shall we say?
30,000?
Yes, I made an investment in francs, and this one came off.
Well, how can you have made all that?
You don't believe me, eh?
Hardly know what to think. It's all so sudden. I can't understand.
It's not so difficult. It's just a question of knowing the right time to buy and having the guts to chance it. We're rich, Annie.
Well, this isn't a joke, is it?
Joke? No fear. You can have anything you want. What'll it be?
Well, you know what I've always wanted.
What's that?
Little house in the country.
Oh, yes, Father, can we?
No, you can't.
Well, I'm sorry, dear.
You can have anything except that. As a matter of fact, I've fixed up this afternoon to buy this place.
But, Father, you know I hate this place.
Winnie, run along. I want to talk to your father.
Oh, why can't we move now?
Will?
Yes, dear.
Will, couldn't you tell me?
Tell you?
All about it, I mean.
About what? I don't know what you're talking about, Annie.
My dear, I'd never blame you. Whatever you've done, really, I wouldn't.
How do you mean, whatever I've done?
Can't you trust me, Will? It frightens me not knowing. I'd rather you told me everything.
I don't know what you're driving at.
Oh, I couldn't help guessing, dear. You look so worried and that jumping so when anyone knocked. Can't you see?
What have you guessed?
Dear, I tried to think it wasn't that.
What?
I tried to pretend myself. It was all my imagination, but all the time I knew. I just thought if you could talk to me about it, it might help. There's one thing, Will. Does anyone suspect?
Oh, Annie.
All right, dear. We won't talk about it. I only felt that if the bank sent anyone here when you weren't in, I wouldn't know what to tell.
The bank? Did you say the bank?
Well, when they find the money's gone, I mean. Well, yes, dear. I guess. I mean, a man in your position, thousands of pounds like that. But I understand, Will, the temptation. Dear, wouldn't you laugh? I was bound to know sooner or later, wasn't I? Will. Don't, dear. Don't. What is it?
You'll be the death of me, Annie.
What do you mean, Will?
You really don't think I'm a thief, do you? That's so funny.
Listening to Payment Deferred, produced by the Theater Guild on the air and presented by the United States Steel Corporation. We pause now for station identification.
Later, and William Marble's worries about money are over. But there's a little less poison in a certain bottle that Mr. Marble keeps in the cupboard for his photography. It's a place in the garden that looks as if someone had been digging there. And there's no trace at all of the rich young nephew from Australia. But Annie, Will's wife, is only concerned about her husband.
Will, stop staring out the window at the garden and listen to me. Won't you be going to work this morning?
No.
Will it be all right? I mean, for you to stay home today?
I've quit the job.
You've quit? You're not going to work anymore?
Not for the County National. 20 years of being ordered about like a blooming dog is quite enough for yours truly. I'm independent now. I can do as I please here. I'm not going to be ordered about by anybody.
Well, I'm worried about you.
Worried about me? Why should you be worried about me?
Well, you seem so nervous, dear. You seem to have something on your
mind. Something on my mind? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I don't mean anything, Will. It's just that you do nothing but sit in that chair all day long. Dear, can't I help in any way?
The bills are paid, aren't they? That's what we wanted, wasn't it? Money? Well, we've got money, so I'll thank you to leave me alone.
All right, Will, all right. Would you like some tea, dear?
No.
All right.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father.
Hello, Winnie. Where have you been?
Shopping. Look, Father, what I got with the money you gave me.
What is it?
Green garters. Gladys Brown's got some, and she thinks she's everything. Wait until she sees these.
Oh, Winnie.
Little money makes a difference, eh, Winnie?
Oh, does it, though? So much more fun being rich.
What a kid, eh?
Oh, there are so many more things I want to get. A hat, coat, dresses.
You have a good warm coat, Winnie. You don't need another one.
Oh, but Mother, that old one I have is not what they're wearing at all. I want to get one like Gladys.
Winnie, there's no need to be extravagant.
Let the kid get what she wants, Annie.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Well, I don't think it's right when she has a perfectly good coat.
You've got the money, and what difference does it make if she's one coat or half a dozen? I can pay for them, can't
yes,
I?
Yes, well, it wasn't that. I just don't think Winnie should get into expensive habits, that's all.
I won't have any more about what I can afford and what I can't afford. Do you understand? I will not have it.
Well, there's no need to fly off the handle. I only said
that's
that...
That's enough to drive a man dotty. I'm not going to have any more of this money.
Well... Well, where are you going?
I'm going now.
Mind if I walk along with you, Will? Beautiful day, isn't it?
I'm just going to Hudson's grocery, Charlie.
Hudson? Aren't you trading with Evans anymore?
No, he got nasty about a bill. He'll never get another penny's business out of me.
Oh, that a fact? Well, I don't blame you, Will. You've got the laugh on him since you made that killing in Franks. You can get all the credit you want now, eh?
I suppose so.
You seem rather glum, old boy.
Well, I've been a bit off my feed lately.
Yeah?
Oh.
I say, look, here comes something to cheer you up.
What's that?
That French dressmaker I told you about. That Madame Collins. Not half bad, eh? I'll introduce you.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't.
Nonsense. She's a cute trick, all right. Does she know it? Well, well, good afternoon, Madame Collins.
Oh, Mr. Hammond.
That's right. And Madame Collins, may I'd like you to make the acquaintance of my friend, Mr. William Mobb.
How do you do?
Not the celebrated Mr. Mobb.
That's right.
Oh, I don't know so much about the celebrated.
Oh, Mobb. But yes. Everyone in the neighborhood talks about Mr. Marble, who made a fortune in France.
I wouldn't say a fortune, exactly.
Will did himself very well, he did.
Oh, to me, it's wonderful. How you men are financed. Know just what is going to happen. How do you do it, Mr. Marble?
Well, I'm afraid it's rather a long story. It's a matter of information, you know, knowledge of conditions and that sort of thing.
Oh, it must be fascinating. Oh, to me, at least, with my little shop and no one to advise me.
Whenever I can be of service in the way of investment, I'd be very glad indeed.
Would you, Mr. Marble? Oh, that would be wonderful. And perhaps you will come and see my little shop?
Oh, yes. Perhaps I will. Waiter, bring us the bill now.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Did you enjoy your dinner?
Oh, but it was perfect. One can see that you are accustomed to dining in great style.
Oh, huh? I don't know. I don't go out often. Will you have a cigarette?
Thank you. Oh, such a lovely taste. A present from a lady?
No. I bought it myself.
Oh, come now. You don't expect me to believe such a story.
No. Really, I say, Madame Collins, you know that I don't know your first name.
And should you?
I'd like to.
Well, it's Marguerite. But my friends call me Rita.
Including me?
Do you lie?
I do. Rita. I say you're quite beautiful now.
You think so?
Yes, lovely.
Be careful, not in here.
I can't help kissing you.
Mr. Marble, you should not have done that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a very naughty man.
Well, if I am, it's your fault.
Oh, so it's my fault, then why?
Well, you're so... I don't know. You're wonderful, Rita. I never met anybody like you.
And how many ladies have you told
them? No, I mean it. I've got to see you again. What about tomorrow night?
Perhaps.
Where's that miserable waiter
there? He'll be along. Is there such a hurry? You have just finished your drink.
I want another.
Maybe you drink a little too much.
Oh, I'm all right.
You seem so nervous. Is anything wrong?
No, there's nothing wrong. Look here, Rita. We can't go on like this, meeting in bar rooms and restaurants. I've got to see you alone where we won't have to worry about people. You know, people talk.
And where would we meet?
My house. Will you come?
Come to your house? And how would your wife like
well,
that?
I fixed that. I'm sending her away with the kid for a holiday, and they'll be gone for 3 weeks. We'll have the house to ourselves.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, you amuse me. You great, big, strong men of affairs. No sooner have you thought of something, et voilà, c'est arrangé. I have nothing to say about the matter.
I'm sorry. I rather thought you'd like to come. I only wanted...
Oh, but I only tease you.
Yeah.
Yes, of course I would like to come to your house. Send them away, darling. Send them away. Quickly.
A drink, Rita.
No. Should I not turn on the light?
Oh, it's much nicer like this.
Eh bien, chérie. What are you thinking about?
Oh, nothing in particular.
But you must be. You've just been standing there staring out the window. Is there something so interesting in the garden?
What do you mean?
Oh, goodness, I do not mean anything. I just wondered why you were so quiet.
Oh, I just suppose I've been thinking. You know, they'll be home tomorrow. It's our last evening.
Have you missed them very much?
No. You know I haven't. These 3 weeks have been wonderful. Rita, you don't know what it's meant, you coming in like this. You know, at times, I've almost managed to forget.
But you have a wife.
Hmm? No.
What then?
Oh, nothing. It's just... Garden. Get out, you hear me, you stupid little beggar! Kid from next door chasing his ball. Get out of there, will you?
He's not hurting anything.
I'll show that young puppy. I'll teach him to stay off my property.
No, the boy's doing no harm.
Devil. Maybe that'll teach him to stay out of my garden. Dirty little beggar. Well, that'll teach him. Well, why are you looking at me like that?
I do not know. And I do not understand. I'm a little frightened.
Why, Rita, why are you frightened?
Why are you trying to such rage?
Well, I just don't want people running over my property. The little mucker has no business out there.
But is that any reason then to get in such a state? I think maybe I will go now.
No, Rita, don't go. Oh, don't leave me alone tonight. It's our last night. I'm sorry, I'm just a little upset, that's all. Please stay. Let me get you a drink. I'm quite all right now.
If I stay, will you do something for me?
Oh, anything, Rita.
You will help me?
Of course, anywhere I can. What is it?
Darling, it is my shop. I must have £300 for my shop.
What? 300? Good Lord.
If I do not get it quickly, I must be made bankrupt.
Yes,
and...
300?
Oh, what a fine lover. You say that you love me.
I'm not made of money.
Well, you have plenty of money for everything but me. Look at this house. It's furnished like a palace.
Do you expect me to live the way we used to in a miserable hovel?
Other times you were not so stingy with your money. Begging for a kiss. Like a little puppy dog. Oh, very well. Forget the whole thing. I will go. And perhaps it is best I do not see you anymore.
Rita, 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 don't go. Look here. I don't say but what I mightn't be able to manage a little toward it anyhow. There's no sense in having a row.
Who has a row, mon Dieu? I do not have a row.
All right, then. Kiss me, Rita.
Well. All right. You do love me, you bad boy.
Yes, Rita, I do.
And you will help me?
Oh, you're marvelous, Rita. You always get your way. All right, I'll help you.
You will give me the money tonight. A check.
Yes, I suppose so. But, you know, Rita, I can't keep this up, you know.
Well, you see, it's only that my poor little shop, dear.
Good Lord.
What's the matter now?
It's a taxi. Just drove up and it's Annie and Willie.
Oh, no.
Rita, get out of here quick. The back way. Hurry, for heaven's sake.
I must get my hat and things.
Well, they're on the chair. Hurry, Rita.
I'm going. Do not forget. Tomorrow the check, my darling.
Get out, get out. I'm coming. Coming. Just a minute.
Well, hello, Father. We're home.
Hello, Winnie. I didn't expect you till tomorrow. Is your mother coming in?
Well, of course she's coming. You should just take the taxi. Oh, goodness. What a mess this living room is.
Well, I was going to straighten it up this evening. Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, yes. Father, look. Isn't that someone going through our garden?
Garden? No, it couldn't
be. But, Father, there's someone going out the back gate. It's Madame
Carter. No, it couldn't be. She hasn't been in here. She hasn't been in this house.
Hello, Will. Oh, what a mess the place is.
Why didn't you let me know you were coming home today?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? Aren't you glad to see us?
Of course I am, Annie.
I thought we should hurry back. You see, Winnie found an article in the paper.
In our hotel reading room.
About
Father?
Your nephew, young Mr. Medland.
Medland? What about him?
I thought you should learn of it right away.
What is it? Give me that paper.
See, it's an advertisement. Solicitors asking information to the whereabouts of James Carver Medland of Brisbane, Australia. Well, this may explain why we never heard from him again.
What do you expect me to do about it?
Father, he's missing. Anything might have happened to him.
Well, the boy may be off on the continent for a trip. He could be 100 places. If he's disappeared, it's none of our business, I tell you.
Oh, I only thought, Will, since he was out.
All you can do to mind your own affairs. But I don't want to hear any more about it. You get your hat and coat off and calm down. I'll take your bag.
Oh, I'm so worried about your father.
I should think you would be. Acting so queer and drinking.
Winnie.
Well, he is drinking an awful lot, Mother. Look at the bottle.
I know.
And why does he keep reading the same old book?
What book?
Oh, this one, a medical jurisprudence, all about poison and murder trials.
I don't know.
But just listen to this, Mother. He's even marked the page. Death is practically instantaneous. And after death...
Don't, Winnie.
Why, it's the same book he bought before we went away. Oh, Mother, you really ought to do something about Father.
Yeah. Run along, Winnie, and start unpacking. I'll be up in a few moments.
All right, Mother.
After death, the body often retains the appearance of life. It is some time before rigor mortis sets in, the cheeks being red and the muscles continuing to flex. Death is practically instantaneous.
Annie, what are you doing with that book?
Jim Medlin. Oh, no, Will. Oh, no. No, no. No, no.
Weeks pass into months, and it's now a year later. Will Marple still sits at the window and stares out into the garden where Jim Medlin lies buried. He can't put the murder out of his mind, and yet his horrible secret's a little easier to bear now because he doesn't bear it alone.
You've hardly had anything to eat, Will.
No, I don't feel I can eat, Annie. I was just thinking, you know. A year ago, I thought money would solve everything. We haven't got much out of it, have we? Fat loss of use it's been, really.
No, except it's given Winnie a good start.
Oh, I'm not even sure about that. She's not the same girl, Annie. She's giving herself airs. And the people she runs around with, they're not our sort. She'll be looking down on us directly. What time does she get here?
Well, she should be here any minute.
When is she going back to school?
My dear, she's not going back. I told you. She's going to work for Mr. Gammon, the photographer.
Oh, yes. That means that she'll be here all the time.
Of course, Will. This is her home. Don't you want her?
No, I don't. I can't help it, Annie. These last 3 weeks she's been away with those friends of hers. We've gotten along so well. We don't want anybody else.
It has been more like it used to be before.
You have been fine, Annie. I don't know how you stuck it. It must have been awful for you. You know, it was keeping it all to myself that made me feel I would have got you to have known.
Is that you, dear?
Yes.
Come in, Winnie. Did you have a nice time with your friend?
As good as you can have without the right clothes.
What's wrong with your clothes?
Oh, Father, you're impossible. Mother, my hair's a mess. I can't do a thing with this new permanent.
It looks very pretty, dear.
I always liked your hair the way it was.
The new silk socks come from the shop.
Oh, that. By the way, Mother, I won't be taking that photography job. I found a better place.
Winnie?
Where?
Oh, I met someone at Paula's. A man. He's got a friend who runs a ballroom in Regent Street where they give lessons. Said he could get me a job.
What as?
As a dancing partner at first, and afterwards I might be taken on as an instructor.
You can get that out of your head at once. I know what ballrooms in Regent Street mean.
Well, I'm going to do it no matter what you say.
You be careful what you're saying.
I won't. You always do everything you can to stop me having any fun.
Don't you be ridiculous. This fellow can't be any good getting into a place like that.
Don't you dare say anything about him. He's a jolly sight better than you are.
Winnie, your own father.
Ask him, then. Ask him about that French woman, Madame Cullen.
Shut up, you little fool.
I won't shut up. She was in here in this very house when we came back from Bournemouth last summer.
Shut up.
You know she was. I didn't know what it meant then, but I do now, and I'm leaving this rotten house for good.
You've done it.
Goodbye, Mother.
Winnie. Winnie, come back.
She'll be back, Annie.
I'm going after.
You can't go out in that rain, Annie.
Winnie? Winnie! She's gone, Will. She's gone. I couldn't stop her.
Come in, Annie. You're wet. Through.
Oh, Will.
Yes, dear.
What made Winnie say that about Madam Collins? Well, she wasn't here, was she?
Of course not. She's off her head. She's talking wild.
Whatever made her think of Madam Collins? Well, she went back to France nearly a year ago. I can't imagine what Winnie was thinking.
She'd say anything.
Well, she must have had some reason.
But if she had, I don't know anything about it. You don't think I'd let you down, Annie?
No. Oh, no, I know you wouldn't really, but... Oh, well, I couldn't bear to think that you'd be untrue to me. If I thought that, I don't think I could go on. I'd kill myself.
Annie, there never has been anything. I swear.
Oh, no, dear, really.
Yes.
I'm just silly. I trust you will always.
Annie, you're drenched and you'll catch a chill. I'm going to put you to bed. You mustn't get down sick, Annie.
Your wife's not at all well, Mr. Marvel. You should have a nurse in.
But I won't have strangers wandering about this house, Doctor. I mean, well, I can take care of her.
Well, you don't look any too fit yourself, Mr. Marvel. You should have her.
I'm quite all right, Doctor. I don't want anybody in. I can take care of Annie. She's only just worried about our daughter.
Oh, no word from the girl?
Not a word. Well, that's what got poor Annie down. Death and running out in the rain the night Winnie left. You know?
Well, you get the medicine. Give her plenty of fruit juice. And for heaven's sake, man, take care of yourself, too.
I'll be all right.
Well, at least try to get some sunshine. Sit out in the garden in the afternoon.
The garden? Yes, yes, Doctor. Annie? Are you awake?
Oh, yes, Will.
How do you feel this morning?
Oh, just weak.
I'm going to get you some more fruit juice.
Oh, I don't really want any, Will.
But the doctor said you had to have it, Annie, and I'll fix your hot water bottle.
You've been so kind.
Now, we've got to get you well.
Well, has there been any word of Winnie? It isn't like her to run away.
She'll be back, Annie.
Why ever did she say that about Madam Collins, Will?
Madam Collins?
I don't understand.
Never you mind. Winnie was just talking a lot of silly nonsense.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Will.
Annie, you try not to worry and just you get well. I'll go and squeeze the oranges now. Is there anything else you want?
No, no. Honey, please don't leave me for long. Somehow I can't bear to be alone anymore.
I know, Annie. I know.
I start imagining such horrible things. If we could only get away from here.
Poor little Annie. You try and sleep a little if you can. I won't be long. Mm.
Hello, Chevy.
Rita. What are you doing here?
Let me in, please.
Who is it, Will?
Oh, it's nobody, Annie. It's just a paper boy with the papers. Get in the parlor. Get in the parlor. Now, you've got to go away at once. My wife, she's ill. She's terribly ill. She's upstairs now.
Oh.
And she'll hear you. She mustn't know that you're here. It'll upset her. She can't stand the slightest shock.
But I've come from the continent on purpose to talk to you.
Well, I'm not going to listen to you. I've finished with you. I wish I'd never set eyes on you.
Listen to me. The last time you sent any money was before Christmas. I write three letters to which you do not answer. I tell you how I must have money.
Well, I'm sick to death of the old business, being bled by a dirty, rotten little blackmailer. And you're not going to get another penny out of me.
No, suppose I say to you that I must have £500.
You can say it, you won't get it.
Suppose you think differently if I say I must tell some things to your wife.
What?
I might have to tell her about 3 weeks when she was at Bournemouth.
You
couldn't. She wouldn't believe you. Besides, she's ill, I tell you. If she had a shock like that,
she... Oh, she has never found out anything, huh? Thank you. That is just what I wish to know.
You devil!
Now, we've wasted a long time. You will write for me a check.
I can't do that, Rita.
Here's a pen. Sit down.
Rita, I got your book.
Now, you will write a check for bearer for £500.
Yes,
and if you do one thing to stop it, you know it will happen. If it is there, you will not hear from me again.
Well, this can't go on, you know. Soon there won't be any money for you to get. Then I suppose you'll be satisfied.
Well, where are you, Will? I'm frightened. Oh, you've been gone so long. I forgot to find you. Well, where are you? Well, I'm coming down.
I wish to heaven I'd never laid eyes on you. I hope I never see you again.
Now, is that a nice way to talk to your research?
Get away from me.
Madam, you forget easily, darling. Me, I shall never forget. I think of the afternoon, just at this time, when you sit in the old chair waiting. While you're looking out into the garden, I creep in and put my hands to cover your eyes. And you jump out of the chair and hold me in your arms. Remember?
Well.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Write the check, Rita, and then you must go.
No, that is my darling.
I remember this is the last time.
Of course.
Good Lord, there's the doctor. He mustn't find you here. Get out the back way.
I will go now. Remember, do not try to stop this check.
For God's sake, get out.
Goodbye, my darling.
Get out. Get out. I'm coming. Just a moment, I'm coming.
You didn't hear my first ring.
I was just squeezing some fruit juices. Come in, doctor.
Everything all right?
Oh, yes, quite. She's a bit brighter today.
I thought for a moment she was worse. You look flustered.
I'm all right.
Has she had a breakfast?
Yes. I fetched her tray.
Hey, what about you?
Me?
You're not looking too well, you know.
Oh, I'm all right.
Well, I'll go up and see her now. Mr. Marble.
Yes, doctor. Doctor, is anything wrong?
Yes.
Oh, is she bad again?
She's dead.
Dead? How can she be?
It must have just happened. Not more than a few minutes.
Annie?
She appears to have been poisoned.
Poisoned?
Is there any poison in the house?
No. At least, not where she could get it.
What poison was in the house?
Oh, it was some cyanide. I had it for photography. I've had it for some time.
Where did you keep it?
Here in the cupboard at the foot of the stairs. She couldn't have got it, possibly.
Is this the bottle?
Yes, but it was half full.
When did you give her the fruit juice last?
About 3/4 hour ago. Why?
Did you see her drink it?
Yes. There can't have been anything in that. I took it upstairs. And I didn't leave her until I brought the glass down with the other things.
Where is that glass?
Oh, it's just there on the tray. Oh, no, it isn't. It was there. Did you take it?
I got this glass from beside her bed.
Yeah, but there was only the one glass. I brought it down, and it was there on the tray. Doctor, she couldn't have got downstairs alone.
I know that too, Marble.
Well, then how did that glass get upstairs?
That's what they'll want to know.
Eh? Huh.
Annie. 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 Annie.
Story, my friend. Him carrying on with another woman and the two wanting the wife out of the way. The judge himself said there couldn't have been a plainer case. The motive was there. They proved the poison was in the cupboard. They proved she couldn't have got it herself. They hanged him, of course. That's why you can have the house cheap.
I'll take the place. Now, about the garden. It's in a shocking state. I never saw so many weeds. It'll take a lot of digging to root them out.
Yes. If you ask me, I should say you'd have to dig pretty deep.
On the air production of Payment Deferred, starring Charles Lawton and Jessica Tandy, and featuring Maria Manton. Sponsored by the United States Steel Corporation and presented tonight at the special invitation of the American Red Cross in Constitution Hall, Washington, D.C.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen, the Theater Guild on the Air will bring you a brilliant cast headed by Raymond Massey, Zachary Scott, and June Dupre, in the thrilling drama Interference by Roland Pertwee and Harold Dearborn. This is a story of the effect of interference on the life and love of a man and woman. In tonight's production of Payment Deferred, other members of the cast included Susan Douglas as Winnie, Philip Tong as Hammond, Guy Spall as Mr. Evans, Alfred Shirley as the Doctor, Douglas Watson as Jim Medland, and Rex O'Malley as the Prospect.
Remember, next week, Interference, starring Raymond Massey, Zachary Scott, and June Dupre. The Theater Guild on the Air is under the supervision of Lawrence Langer and Teresa Halbern, with our Minor Marshall executive producer. The program is directed by Homer Fickett. Carol Irwin is production executive and S. Mark Smith editor. Music was composed and conducted by Harold Levy. Jessica Tandy appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Down to the Sea and Ship, starring Richard Widmark and Lionel Barrymore. Your announcer is Norman Brokenshire.